Before we get started with this week's episode, we'd like to remind you folks that the Air Raid podcast is available at many places, including iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Adore.fm, and ChiroRadio.com, and wherever else podcasts are available. Let's get started with the show. Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 304 in what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series. I am your host, Aaron Roden. And this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight to your ear holes. Go quick. Had to go quick on that one. I'm just sitting here in the backyard studio, drinking a Diet Coke, melting. So ungodly hot. I turned off the fan for you, the listener, so we wouldn't have any background noise. I hope you appreciate it, because I might die of heat exhaustion. Been a lot of fun, man, with all this heat. I'll tell you what, I bought a slip and slide a little while back for like $10. Thing is cheap. Cheap. But I'll tell you, it's awesome. As an adult, going on a slip and slide, just a little buzzed. It's a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun. Let me tell you, you're never too old to go on a slip and slide. I don't know if we've talked about this before, but my wife and I, when we first bought the thing, started going on it with my kids, and woke up the next day on a Monday just sore as shit. Oh my God, man. I felt like I had broken a rib. It was bad. Those things are probably not made for anybody over the weight of like 90 pounds. That's what I'm guessing. So we do it sparingly. We've got a great show for you this week. My friend Bob Martin is going to be joining us here shortly. He is the front man for the band Bigfoot Wallace and His Wicked Sons. They've got an album out right now that's been out for a little while. Came out back in June of 2015. It's called Smell the Light, and it is fantastic. They've got some new stuff coming out soon, which we can't play yet because it's not finished. But I've got it on my own phone, and I'll tell you what, even the rough cuts of this stuff is fantastic, is absolutely fantastic. So I'm really excited to bring you this chat with Bob today. Because it's really a good one. Bob used to be in a band called Kithkin, and they were actually on the Air Raid podcast. All four of the Kithkin guys were on the podcast back on episode 144. So some of the stuff is kind of a rehash, but Kithkin broke up, last year or something like that? And Bob has an interesting story to tell about, you know, that thing kind of coming apart. Not in a bad way. It was a mutual decision with all the members, but and then trying to start his own thing after being in somewhat of a successful local band here in Seattle. So very interesting story from Mr. Bob Martin. So I hope you guys stick around for the whole thing. We're going to be featuring music off of the album "Smell the Light," Bigfoot Wallace and His Wicked Sons this week. So I hope you guys really, really enjoy it. I had my first run-in with a really bad Uber driver this weekend. I hope your guys' weekends were good. I've heard stories about bad Uber drivers in the past, but never really experienced it for myself. Check this out, okay? So we're waiting for our Uber to come pick us up at the bar. Waiting for this guy, and I'm standing outside smoking a cigarette because I'm a bad person, and then all of a sudden I hear this loud smack, and I turn around, and behind me is the Uber driver who just turned into oncoming traffic, hopped the curb onto the sidewalk, and hit the fucking stop sign, and broke the stop sign in half, and the stop sign hit the smack was the stop sign hitting the ground. And so we turn around, we look at this guy, and we're like, fella, you've been drinking? You've been drinking? No, I don't drink. Well, that's a lie. That was a lie. Guy turned into oncoming traffic, man, hopped the curb and hit the stop sign. Needless to say, we did not get in that man's car, and he took off. He just took off. He told us to cancel the ride and then just took off like lightning. My God, man. Wow. Be careful with those Uber drivers, dude. You can't tell what they've been up to, I guess. That's kind of bad. Okay. Let's get into it, shall we? This one off of Smell the Light, the album Smell the Light. This one's called Swamp Witch by Bigfoot Wallace and his Wicked Sons. And then when we get back, we're going to be talking with Bob Martin, the front man for Bigfoot Wallace. All right? Okay, enjoy this song, Swamp Witch, Bigfoot Wallace and his Wicked Sons. We'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears. Stay with us, folks. It's a good one. It's a good one. Just
ones.
You sitting in a chair next to a Moog.
Yeah, that's my friend Elise Andrews. She had this studio that was a white room, and uh-huh. She only had it for a few more days. And it's like, hey, can I? I'll just go there. And that's a little drum machine, the Ace Rhythm Box. And I just literally all I could think of was like, I guess I should just shit. Okay, that was not what was happening. I should just sit in a chair with this drum machine next to me, and that's what I did. Yeah. And wore a turtleneck.
Yeah, and it looks very much like it's some ad from the 1970s.
Yeah, that's
like,
kind of
I built this. Yeah. I'm some sort of drum machine genius.
Yeah, that was kind of the, I did actually create the drum machine. Yeah, that's a little known fact, yeah.
You are lying.
Yeah, well,
yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's just what you do. Bob Martin joining me here in the backyard. Welcome, sir.
Hello, thank you.
I had thought that you had been here before, but apparently not.
No, I never have.
It was just with Kithkin.
At the old place,
yeah. In the dining room.
Is that what that was called, the dining room?
The dining room studios.
This is the backyard.
And this is the backyard.
What's the next...
Next step is high-rise. We're going high-rise. Rooftop.
Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah.
Columbia Tower.
Okay, yeah.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Air raid, year 2020.
Yeah, you'll be super old. You'll be, and I'll be like...
And you'll be middle-aged.
Yeah, I'll have like 5 kids with me at the interview, and yeah.
So you just played Timberfest with John Dillon.
John Dillon, yeah.
And it went well.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I drove in and I got there like 10 or 15 minutes before we played, which was a little stressful, but then it was super fun. And then I just had the rest of the weekend to seriously, to just mess around. Yeah.
And you had your birthday.
I did. Yeah,
happy
my birthday
was on. Man.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on Sunday. It was awesome. Yeah, it was a killer. It's a killer festival.
I know, man.
Floated down the river.
Oh, I wish I could have gone.
I know. We missed you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because I do usually see you there.
Yeah. So it's like... I genuinely mean this. I know it often doesn't sound like it, but this time I am genuine. Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah. Yes. I was just Aaron! Yeah, I was just
Where
shouting
the hell
it.
Is Roden?
Yep,
Where
nope.
did Roden go?
And then I figured it out Sunday morning when I finally stopped yelling. Yeah.
When the festival was over.
Kevin just shook me violently and he said, "He's not coming."
I'm sorry. Yeah. I feel like I really missed out this year.
It was a good one. The CCR cover band, oh my God, that was like a culmination of like from middle school to now of mm-hmm. me just like, okay, that chapter's over. I can move on now. Like that part of my life is complete where I finally saw that thing that was the best. And now I'll just start this next chapter where I wait for like a good,
a Rush cover.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
at Timberfest 2017.
Yeah, that would be something else. Yeah. The 2012s. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that was a big highlight, man.
It was great. Yeah.
Yeah, what was it? The Maldives and the Moondoggies playing together as a Creedence Clearwater revival.
Yeah, and they were just right on the money. Like they just did it just right. Yeah. They did it just right. Yeah.
It sounded pretty good. I saw a couple videos of it and stuff.
Yeah.
The one that I was really wanting to see was Ravenna Woods with the Tyco drum core.
Oh yeah, that was pretty insane. Yeah, it was like it was intense.
Yeah. Would you ever, being a musician that plays some of your songs are quite eclectic.
Oh, thanks.
I would say. Would you ever be into like trying something kind of experimental like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I would like. Yeah, I think it'd be fun to do something with like a mariachi band, But I guess that Dan Auerbach already stole that. So
don't do that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I think that you didn't really finish, but I think that sounds like a terrible idea.
You are kind of you come across to me as the type of person that would do something just to piss people off.
Yeah,
or to make things really awkward.
I think it comes across that way because I do that a lot. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
that's why we get along so well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Maybe something. I guess maybe like 5 saw players.
Ooh, that could be really cool. If it
could be.
If it was done like well and stuff, that would be pretty rad.
Yeah,
like if you could play with like a jug band.
Yeah.
Or something
that would be great.
Like
yeah.
a jug band that would accompany the full band.
Right. I don't even think so. I think maybe if I play with a jug band, but I don't even actually play. And I'm on stage with the jug band, and I'm just kind of like cheering them on or, I'm going to say, I just still introduce this as a normal band but they just play my songs as a jug band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think that would work?
No, I don't think so. I think that'd be really weird, but yeah.
You're just sitting side stage.
Yeah. I've always wanted I wish I had the courage to pull something like that off though, like.
I think you do actually have the courage to
maybe
do something
you're right.
like that.
Yeah. There's some little, maybe it's because Ian from, Kithkin and everything,
yeah, yeah.
he's maybe because he's in my band, he's like a really nice person. Maybe he's like, he's the one who's keeping me still like...
He's keeping you on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, or I'm still like, and in any way likable, you know? Like, you know, Ian's like, you know, Bob, like, I still think though, like, you want somebody to like this. You're like, you know, you're right, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I guess that's fair.
It's
kind
of the point of, you know, making music, right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Well, it took me a while to come to Bigfoot Wallace's doorstep.
Okay.
And the only reason is because I hate you. No, that's not true.
No.
The only reason is because there's a lot of music out there. And when I finally did listen to it, I was like, whoa,
this stuff
is amazing.
Thank you.
This was like a year ago when I finally listened to it. And it was probably right before I saw you at Timber last year.
Right. I think.
And I was super impressed with it, man. It's quite the departure from Kithkin.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not as percussive and stuff like that. It's more kind of pop oriented, and kind of like 60s style.
Right on. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So when Kithkin kind of finally dismantled.
Yeah.
Was this project already going, or had you started it after Kithkin?
Yeah, I've been doing it for quite a while before then. Like I think I started at my, like, you know, it really got going my like junior year of college or whatever. So kind of right in the middle of Kithkin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it was like, I had less time, you know, to work on it. And Kithkin was all sort of our main thing. So,
right. Right.
Like, certainly after Kithkin, I was like, well, I have like a bunch of time now. So that's sort of, I dove way more into that. And yeah. But, yeah, and even now, like, that stuff from a year ago is, like, even more different than the kind of the newer thing that we've got going now.
Well, yeah, so. You were nice enough to share with me the stuff that you're still working on.
You were nice enough to listen.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
I love it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Even though it's the rough cuts of these songs, it's really, really great. And unfortunately, we're not going to be able to play it today.
Nope.
Because it's not ready. But we will be playing stuff from your older albums, Smell the Light.
Yep. Oh, God.
And Virgil. And maybe I don't think I've listened to this one, Get the Cats Together, It's Christmas Time.
I kind of really think we should play that.
Really? Is it a Christmas song, though?
It is, but, you know, I don't know.
Should we play that?
You know, I really kind of think we should. But hey, you know, it's your podcast. Okay.
It is my show, Bob. So, it is my show.
Yeah.
Hey, so let's get into this a little bit, buddy.
Okay.
Where do you hail from originally? And I know that we've probably talked about this before when Kithkin was on the program, but it was like full band.
But it's,
and we didn't get to like really bro down.
It's going
to
be like four times one-on-one. Better this
it's gonna
time,
be,
I think. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm from Virginia, like right outside D.C., basically. Like
okay.
Northern Virginia, yeah.
And what brought you to Seattle? Was it just college?
Yep, pretty much. Like, I wanted to be, like, on the other side of the country and where I didn't know a single person.
Really?
And I wanted to go to, like, a small school in a city, and I wasn't a good enough student to go anywhere in California, so... Seattle was the place. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really the school is over here.
It's a great school, Seattle University, but you know, yeah.
And that's where you met. And that's where you met all the
Kithkin guys.
Right?
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, I met like Ian like the second week of school, and Kelton like the second week of school, and Alex like 2 months in. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It happened so fast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now did you play a lot of music as a kid over in Virginia?
Yeah, like I went to church a lot with my family when I was younger, and so I would like sing in the choir and stuff like that. So that's kind of where I like started doing music stuff, I guess. And I played some like trumpet in band, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was
played
super,
trumpet.
Super awesome. Played the trumpet in band.
Dude, that's like the instrument that I've always wanted to play, but will never be able to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have dropped it super hard since Like, I played it from like fifth grade to eighth grade, and I was just like, I'm tired of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Was it just too difficult, or what was it?
It was that, and I think like the social part of it stopped being fun for me. I just stopped liking the people I played with. So I was just like, I don't care about this anymore. Yeah, yeah. And then I immediately got terrible. Yeah.
Oh man. So that was like it was partly because of the people that were in the high school band.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, the middle school band.
Right. And it's like, you know, when you move on to high school band, that's a whole other level of like, you're a band dude now. Like, I was like, I'm not ready for this. Yeah. Which is, yeah.
You saw it early. You saw it coming. You saw the future. Yeah, and you didn't like the brightness of that.
You know,
star,
I just don't want to be labeled. I don't want to be pinned down to a certain group.
As a band geek?
Yeah. And similarly, I did like theater in middle school, and I was like, I'm not going to do that in high school. Like, I don't want to be the theater guy. So then I was just like a guy. Just like
just
some
Bob.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, hey, and look at me now, sitting here.
On a podcast.
Doing just fine, I guess.
Well, I will say that a lot of those people that stuck with band, especially at my school, all doing great right now.
Yes,
all doing really,
similarly,
really,
all
like,
the people
doing really well.
Yeah, yeah.
In their respective avenues.
And, you know, that's great for them, you know?
Were your parents very musical?
Yeah, I started playing trumpet because my dad did when he was, like, he was kind of a big, like, jazz trumpet
guy.
Oh,
really?
Like, he didn't really play anymore, but he kind of grew up playing that stuff.
Could he show you some stuff, though?
A little bit. He had similarly kind of stopped playing. I guess we're a lot alike. And then,
he's like, I don't want to be a band geek.
Yeah, kind of. And then my mom is actually, like, I guess semi-professional, like classically trained singer.
Really?
She's like an awesome singer. Like,
oh wow, man!
Like, I kind of grew up with her singing like German operas in the house and stuff like that.
Oh,
she's pretty badass.
I think I did ask you this question.
Okay, yeah,
you did tell me about this. Uh-oh. Yeah. Ugh. Ooh, well-worn territory here.
Yeah.
No, that's super interesting though. So you were pretty much surrounded by it then.
Yeah, I guess so.
Kind of growing up.
Yeah. Like, yeah, my sister isn't really musical at all, so I kind of, I guess I got both of those, yeah. And then, like, I had a band in high school, The Wingmen.
The Wingmen?
Yeah, it was pretty hilarious.
That's awesome.
It was pretty hilarious.
That's awesome. What kind of music did you guys play?
It was, like, we were all kind of those dicks that, like, didn't like popular music, but were really into classic rock.
Okay.
So I was like, guys, Blink-182 is the worst, but Styx... is the best.
I had you pegged as a Styx fan.
Yeah. And he's like, no, Bob, you're wrong. Whether or not Blink-182 is good, Styx is the worst. So we were all like, that band was pretty much either we covered classic rock songs or wrote songs that were identical to another classic rock song.
Sure,
yeah.
Yeah.
But it was pretty fun. Like, I just was the front man in that, which was a real blast.
So you were just singer?
Yeah.
You weren't a guitar player or anything?
Yeah, I didn't start playing the guitar until, like, later in high school when I got my first girlfriend. Yeah. Yeah. And I was like,
wait,
no.
What was the catalyst there?
I literally, like, well, it was pretty funny because...
You just wanted her to like you more?
Yeah, like, you know, she became my girlfriend, like, my first girlfriend. I was really stoked, and I was very into it. I really liked her, and then we were dating for about 2 months, and I was like, you know what? I think I really like this girl. Like, I'm going to learn guitar to play her a song. And I started getting good enough to, like, play her a song, and then almost the next day she broke up with me. But, I mean, I've been doing fine, you know?
You're doing all right.
You know, and that's...
Yeah.
I mean, ever since then, music has just been what's got me through that, you know? Every song I write is just a middle finger to her, you
right?
know? Yeah.
Fuck you, Stacy. Yeah. That's probably not her real name. But
no.
Yeah. Yeah. Constance?
It's Hope.
It's not.
It's not.
So when you picked up the guitar, what were you listening to? Was it still all classic rock all the time?
Yeah, it was a lot of like soul songs because those are super easy to learn, you know. It's just like they've all got like three chords or whatever.
Well, plus they sound the best too.
Yeah, exactly. And like that's the kind of stuff that I like singing. It's like, you know, because I was really into singing Sister Act 2 songs.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
You would get along great with my wife. Because she loves that movie. Because of Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, she kills it in that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
My God. And like, there's that song, the Oh Happy Day part of that movie that I like was just singing karaoke with some friends at their house. And we were starting doing just like YouTube karaoke songs, and then we just started singing along to YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And Sister Act 2, Oh Happy Day, came up very quickly, and I haven't been that stoked in a long time. Yeah. That's like, that was one of the first songs where I was like, man, I love the fuck out of singing. Yeah.
And did you learn a lot? Did you pick up a lot from your mom?
A little bit, like... She sings in such like a very like trained classical way.
Yeah.
Whereas I sing in a very kind of yelly way.
Yeah.
But there, like, she definitely has given me some like real helpful breath control kind of pointers that I have forgotten,
right.
You know,
yeah.
But yeah, like that kind of stuff is helpful. She gave me some very basic vocal lessons so that I don't like just totally kill my voice every time I sing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's got to be kind of cool, man, like picking up stuff from your parents a little bit.
Yeah, it is. And like, you know, like she plays the piano fairly well and sort of helped me with that a little bit when I was like learning that for Kithkin and stuff, which is pretty cool. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a pretty musical bunch.
Yeah. Now, when you started in Kithkin, so fast forward, you come over here to college.
Yeah.
What was that experience like for you, by the way? You said that you wanted to come over here to a place that you didn't know at all.
Yeah.
You didn't know anybody. I am complete opposite from that, you know, to a certain extent. Like, that scares me to my core.
It does scares me now. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. But at the time, that's like still probably one of the most like exciting things that have happened to me, or like that I have done for myself, I guess.
Right, right.
I was just like so done with Northern Virginia and just...
Now, what was it? Why?
No, I mean, my parents are awesome and like I still have some really good friends there, but I was just, I think a lot of it was like wanting to play music. So I wanted to be like a cool place to do that. And at the time I'd gotten into a lot of Seattle stuff, like especially then, like in 2009, Seattle was kind of blowing up again, I guess, with like, you know, Fleet Foxes and whatever.
Yeah, it was starting.
Yeah. So I was like pretty stoked on that. And I think I just wanted like a place where nobody knew my high school awkward, middle school awkward self.
Right.
And I was like, just this guy, Bob, who's interested in playing music.
You could reinvent.
Yeah, which was super fun. And it was, I mean, with college, it's like, it's a lot easier, you know,
because
you're forced to be around a bunch of people. But it was pretty awesome. Like I was very into it. I pretty immediately, like within 2 weeks, you know, where I met like Ian and all these other musicians that I really liked, I was like, oh yeah, I think like, yeah, I'll probably just stay here for a while. This place is pretty cool. And my parents were like, oh, all right. He's here for like probably a long time.
Yeah. See, when I, the first time out of college that I moved away from a place where I really didn't know anybody was up to Bellingham.
Okay. Yeah.
I had finished college and I moved up to be with Mairead.
Right.
And she was finishing up her schooling up in Bellingham, and we moved up there and we were kind of the old people that were moving in.
Yeah.
You know, and didn't know anybody. And it was so hard, like not being in school, like it was so hard.
And that's
make
even
friends
like a
up there,
smaller
dude.
Town.
Yeah. And it was so, oh man, it just felt so closed off. Like I got really into video games up there. And then started working at Costco, which was like the worst job I have ever had in my life. And, oh man, it was so bad. I just remember those days, like just being so incredibly bored and like kind of lonely.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it would be hard for me to imagine doing that now.
Like, yeah. Oh
as,
yeah, for
like,
sure.
Somewhat of an adult. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Somewhat of
just
an adult.
Just being like, well, I guess I'll just get a goddamn job, and that's who I'll be hanging out with. I don't know. Like, bleh, yeah.
And then you just end up hating those people.
Right, yeah.
It never works.
Yeah, It never works.
So you find these guys in college, Alex and Kelton and Ian, and you guys start making music. What was the, what was kind of, did it hit or click right off the bat for all of you guys?
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, freshman year of college, Ian Kelton and two other friends, Sean and Sully and I, had a band that was like sort of a folky band that turned into a kind of garagey band.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, pretty immediately, like we all, I was like, yeah, this is great. Like, I really like playing music with these guys. And then the next year we started Kithkin, and it was just kind of like, it was so easy because we all, like, all any of us cared about was like playing music and hanging out.
Yeah.
And we all, for the most part, liked similar things. I mean, actually pretty different things, but we had the same kind of idea of what playing music should be about. So yeah, it was just like, yeah, it just worked so easily. You
well,
know?
How did it come to be that it was like Kithkin became like really, you guys made this whole mythology behind it, right? It was like, it was Kithkin was based on a character in the game Magic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And then it was like kind of like you were wood nymphs or something like
that. Yeah,
yeah. Yes. Very nature oriented.
Yeah, a lot of that, like a lot of that was kind of Ian and Kelton's sort of idea, which I was super into, was just sort of like, I think all of us are kind of into like world building narrative.
Well, it had
kind
a very
stuff.
Like kind of sticks type
feel
to it.
I mean, it is like a Led Zeppelin,
yeah,
Dungeons and Dragons, Lord of the Rings kind of thing, which
yeah,
was
for
like,
sure.
I mean, we just straight up ripped off Led Zeppelin with all the cymbals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think a lot of it was just like, you know, when you have a band, you have to like, if you want to be in a band that's like trying to do things, you have to think about like bullshit branding and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Sure, sure.
And so I think that was just like a fun way to do it, where like,
yeah. Well, it seemed like you guys were always having fun.
Yeah. And, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was kind of the bottom line of anything, was just like, if this isn't like a good time for us, like this probably isn't the right thing to do, you know?
Right. Right.
Yeah. So it was a lot of that, like just trying to create this whole world that we exist in. And then, I mean, I have met people who really genuinely thought that we like lived in the mountains, and that has made me so happy. Yeah. Like we met somebody and they were like, I actually thought that you guys like, I didn't know you guys just lived in like Seattle and like had jobs and stuff. Like you guys just like hang out. I'm like, yeah, I mean, we're not like insane, you know? Like, I mean, all the time. I don't know.
All the time. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Like we exist in the real world, but you know, like we lie about things for fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Like everybody.
It's a story. That's what that's called. Yeah.
Well, let's do this. Let's go with our second musical break. We're going to be featuring music of Bob's from his band, his current band, Bigfoot Wallace and his Wicked Sons. Let's see. Let's go with something off Smell the Light.
All right.
I can't say that without like just kind
either.
Of giggling a little
yeah.
bit. Yeah. I love it. That's so great. It's so great. And we'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears. Stay with us.
Yeah.
last segment talking about how kind of Kithkin formed and where you kind of laid down roots here in Seattle, playing music with people. So after Kithkin kind of disbanded, what were your thoughts on that? Like, was it a kind of a mutual breakup or what?
Yeah, you know, it was like it was.
You don't have to answer this question.
No. I've got this.
We all hated each other.
No, it was. I mean, like, I think it just got to a point where, like, we had been doing it for so long and started it like as pretty young people, you know, mm-hmm. and we like started it sophomore year of college. And at the point where it ended, we were, you know, 2 years out of college, which isn't that long, but in those years, that's a lot of formative years,
sure.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So we're all like pretty different. And I think it just got to the point where like, we just all kind of needed to start doing our own stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, you know, Alex had Ka and Ian is starting his own thing, like Familiars now. And then, like Kelton is like, you know, the music editor at Seattle Weekly. And,
right.
So yeah, just kind of got to that point. And I think like at first I was kind of like, well, yeah, that's okay. You know, like I've got Big Full Waltz and stuff like that. And I kind of realized later on that it actually had a more profound like effect on me than I thought, where like, you know, it's hard. Like that became so much of my identity. Like I'm Bob and I'm in Kithkin, you know, and I walk around and if somebody like says hello to me, that's because of that band that I'm in.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird to like transition out of that. That like kind of took a little bit longer than I thought it would. I didn't really even realize it was happening, I guess, that I was sort of freaking out about it.
Well, you guys did have quite the following here in town too.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that would be a little bit weird.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Cause we were doing fairly well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see those guys all the time. Like
sure.
We are actually all still really good friends. That's not even just a bullshit thing.
Right.
Totally. But yeah, no, now I think like we've all kind of come to terms with like, I think that it was actually for the better, you know, and it's hard to have a band where there's four people in charge.
Yeah.
It's pretty tough. Yeah. Things mostly just take four times as long.
Right.
So yeah, like it's, I mean, and now I've been a lot more stoked to just like figure out my identity as like my own project and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's been like pretty sweet, you know? Yeah.
So what do you mean, back up just a little bit, what do you mean it took you a little while to figure out like the profound effect?
Yeah. Like, we all kind of knew it was going to happen for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then, when it did, I was just kind of like, well, that's the way it goes. We're all still friends. And that's just kind of that's also just the way my brain works too. I'm like, well, all right, that's all right. Okay. Blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
I don't really like process it at first. And then,
it kind of hits you later.
Right. Way later. And so, yeah, so it's just kind of like, well, you know, I've got Big Phil Wallace or whatever, like that's all right. You know, I'm still, and then I think it's sort of, I started feeling weirder and weirder, and there's just sort of a lot of like things where, we had all kind of moved out with living with each other, and I was at this job that I didn't really like at this bakery. So it's just like, all right, like what am I doing?
Right.
And especially after Kithkin ended, I was just like, why am I working in this shitty job that I don't like? You know, which is kind of a good thing to like make myself not work there.
Yeah.
But,
that's kind of one of the greatest things about having something that you really love, especially with a group of friends, like you can put all of your energy into that.
Right.
And like you basically all of your, like your day job is your side gig.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Like that's what you're doing on the side to make this other thing work.
Yeah.
And, and yeah, I would imagine that would be a big fucking transition to go through. Because now all of a sudden it's like your nights are empty.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Yeah,
it's like you don't have practice to go to,
yeah.
Or and then you're not having a beer. You're not having a beer with these guys, like
right.
in the band room or whatever. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big. That's a big thing, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I think like, and I'm just so bad at like, I've been starting to get better about it, but I'm still like so bad at like like thinking about those kinds of things. I'm just kind of like, you know, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And then, but then it sort of hits me later. I'm like, oh, you know, this is actually kind of tough. Yeah. You know, this is like, it's a little difficult. Yeah. And not even like the sort of sick, like losing the successful band, that like that part wasn't, didn't freak me out that much. It was more just like, I got to kind of just like some kind of big kid stuff of like who the fuck am I and what do I want to do? And like, how do I think about myself now that I don't have like this one thing that I've been like focusing on for like, you know, four or five years or whatever.
Right. It was the one constant from moving away from like from college life into adulthood.
Yeah.
Outside of college. And that was the one constant. Now it's gone.
Like, yeah.
That's the through line, right?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. And I think at after coming out of all that, I think it's like all for the better, you know.
Sure.
Like I feel even more confident cuz like I can't quit, like Big Four Walls can't break up cuz I am that, you know. So it's like that's fine. Yeah.
So when did you start pouring more energy into it then?
Was it pretty soon after? Yeah, I had started recording Smell the Light while Kithkin was still together. And that came out last summer, like kind of right when we were breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of around then, and then like sort of after Kithkin ended, I sort of dove into like a lot of different music, and that was sort of what influenced all the new stuff that will be coming out at some point later.
Yeah.
Like the rough stuff that you have heard. Yeah.
Right, right.
And so, and I haven't even really been pushing shows that much harder, but just mentally pushing like what I want to do artistically with that, you know.
Did it feel like you were having to start over? A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I was lucky that Big Four Walls had already kind of gotten going, you know, so I didn't have to, like, totally just start from zero. Like, I had, you know, we had had a few, like, 2 years of playing shows and stuff like that. But yeah, it was a little bit like, I mean, okay, like, I have to figure out if I want to, like, push super hard and make Big Four Walls, like, where Kithkin was, or if I don't, which I haven't, which I felt good about. I felt like okay about that, but it was just there's some figuring out to do, and I feel like it's kind of things have kind of settled in now to a place that I'm pretty stoked on.
And how did you feel about getting other musicians to come and work with you?
It was great. I mean Ian plays in Big Fall, so,
right
and then it's just a three piece now.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I thought were you a four at one point?
We were. When you saw us at Timber last year, we were a five-piece.
Five.
Yeah. And then those two guys, Owen and Robbie, had another band that they kind of got really busy with and, like, personal life stuff.
Okay.
So they left the band, and then now it's just Wes, who was playing guitar, plays bass. So it's just, like, bass, guitar, drums, and me singing,
Which cool.
I'm into. The Power Trio is a solid lineup. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
It
takes a lot of like one thing that took me a little while to get used to after switching from like a four piece, like two guitars down to one guitar is there's no kind of safety net
there,
a little bit like you, when you play and there's just bass and drums, you know, filling in the void,
right?
Like there is void.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There is void at spots.
Yeah, and
like
I think
you gotta kind of get used to that.
Right.
And so I turn to like using delay pedals and stuff like that to kind of fill those spots in.
Yeah,
a little bit.
And I mean, I've been pretty into like with the three piece now, like just like I've been trying to make those voids like even bigger, I guess.
Like, really, like more space in between, in between certain notes and stuff.
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah, trying to be just like more minimal and like tighter and stuff. And
I was never good at that.
It's hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that was the problem for me, is that I wasn't good at it. And the only reason that there were like holes in between notes was because I fucked up.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Or couldn't remember the chord or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Cause with like Kithkin was all about like 100% insanity, you know?
Right.
You know? So it's, I'm like, this is so far the opposite where like these new songs could be played, like I could play them quietly somewhere and that would be appropriate. But like Kithkin could have never done that.
Yeah.
We would just say no to that. Like, no, we don't play quietly. I'm sorry. Yeah. But yeah, like the three piece is a blast. I mean, I just have so much
room to
fuck around. Yeah.
I'm glad. That makes me happy, dude. So let's talk about like the Bigfoot Wallace and his Wicked Sons, the name of the band, like what, and then the name of like the album Smell the Light, some of the song names that you have on here.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of jokey. They're a little ironic, sarcastic.
Yeah.
Like, is that just because you are that way, or is it just like, are you, cause I don't listen to lyrics. I don't pay attention to them
yeah.
really well. My brain just doesn't allow for it. Really.
Yeah. I don't really either, to be honest. Yeah. Yeah. like I enjoy writing them, but I don't spend really any time on them. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the Bigfoot Wallace and his Wicked Sons. Like, I like the idea of having like a stage name where like I am that person, you know?
Sure. Sure.
We're actually going to be changing the name soon, but
do you want to say what it is?
Yeah, I don't care. I've talked to everybody about
it. Oh, okay.
It, so, yeah. It's whenever this next album comes out, I'm changing it to the Kingdom Boogie Band.
Yeah, right.
Which I'm very excited about. But yeah, it's similar to like Smell the Light, all those. I just like, that's just,
it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, like I have like this insanely long list of things in my phone of like, I like Smell the Light comes from Kendra, who used to be in Lamolo, and she's in Ka now with Alex and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I was hanging out with Kendra and Alex, and we were in the basement of our old house, and we were like, do you guys smell burning? And we were like sniffing around, and Alex was smelling like the light bulb, and she's like, yeah, yeah, smell the light. And I was like, smell the light? Oh my God. And I was like, I just immediately was like, that's going to be that. That's, and I was like working on the album at the time. I was like, that's going to be what that's called now. Thank you. Like, that's it. Yeah. Because it has like a, it like vaguely seems like it might mean something, but very much means nothing.
Yeah. See, that's what I thought. Yeah. Because I was thinking, like, when I saw that, I was like, you think of, it made me think of Spinal Tap,
right.
Smell the Glove.
Yeah, exactly.
And then,
yeah,
I know that there's other albums out there that are like, you know, Touch the Light or something. Of
it has
that
some
nature,
sort of
like,
vaguely spiritual vibe
exactly,
about it, which
but,
I like. Yeah.
Yeah, spiritual in a funny, sarcastic way.
Right,
like,
yeah. I mean, that's sort of. That's my general thing, I guess. Yeah, like I really enjoy like pulling out phrases that people say like out of context.
Yeah.
Like you know, I have it like dog's got no worries is one of them, or like still cherried after all these years is one, or like push.
What do you just go through like the DuPont registry magazine and like and just pick out words.
It's just all from like conversations, mostly being like drunk or high, I guess. Probably is usually
sure,
like
sure.
You can see when there's they go kind of crazy. That's usually what that is. But and that's kind of where I'll just pull those out, and that's like that's kind of where I get most of the themes that I use, I guess. Yeah. 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 Just like real random shit.
I love it,
yeah.
Man. I love it. The one reason that I think, that's one of the reasons that I think you and I get along so well is because we have a very similar sense of humor.
Yeah.
Like I'll be hanging out with my friends and just something weird will pop into my head and I'll say it thinking because I know the backstory to it. And I will just say it out loud, and people will just be like, what the fuck are you talking
about? Yeah, yeah.
Like,
but
that made no fucking sense.
That makes
sense
it all the better, though.
It does kind of, right? Yeah. All right. I'm glad that I'm not alone in the world.
Oh,
that.
Man. I mean, I like, it's painful now because I'm exactly like my dad in this way, where like my dad has this stupid dad quote where he's like, you know, like the best kind of jokes are the ones that only make you laugh. But I'm like, God, fuck that. But yeah, he's right. Like, I agree. Like, the more that I laugh at something and nobody else does, the more that it makes me laugh because I'm the worst, you know?
Right,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
But that's it. That's the way that it is.
Yeah. I've got real problems with dad jokes. Like, I'm starting to do them myself, but I am a father, so it's like, I guess it's like, it just happens or something.
I have a pretty insane head start on it. It's
do
pretty
you?
Rough.
Yeah. Yeah. My father-in-law is the worst.
Yeah.
Like they're not even good dad jokes.
Yeah, of course
they're just
not.
Like annoying.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether that's like, it might be something that I learned in 80s sitcoms where you're supposed to hate your in-laws.
Yeah.
I think that rubbed off a little bit too much on me. I don't hate them, but they annoy me.
Right, yeah. I mean, they are your family now, I guess. And
yeah, I guess that
works.
Family
is
like
super
annoying. My real family annoys the
really
shit out of me, too.
Yeah.
I got, dude. So I told you I went to this. One of the reasons I didn't go to Timber was I went to this family reunion.
Right.
We're totally off, topic now.
But and Timber is a family reunion, though, isn't it?
It should have been. It should have been for me. But so I go to this family reunion, and we're sitting down at the lake, at my grandparents' lake cabin. And the subject, first of all, I have got a very, like, kind of a religious zealot aunt and uncle.
Awesome.
And so they were there. And then I've just got kind of this dumber, uneducated rich woman as a third cousin.
Okay.
And she was there. And those two just start talking about Muslims.
Oh,
right?
I'm sure this was great.
And it got racist, like, super fucking quick.
Yeah, yeah.
To the point where I was like...
Almost immediately, I bet.
Yes, yeah. Actually, funny you say that. Yes. And at the point at which my cousin goes, yeah, there's a Muslim running for city council the city.
That's
that
their only
in.
Identifying.
And right. And she goes, I just don't know how to feel about that. And I was just like, I grabbed my daughter. She was playing in this little kiddie pool. And I grabbed her and I said, we're not fucking listening to this anymore.
Yeah.
And I turned and I looked at my aunt and my cousin. I said, you guys are fucking insane.
Yeah,
and
hey.
And I grabbed her and we just start walking up the hill. And somebody made a joke at me, and I was like, yeah, you know what? This is not even funny. You know?
Yeah, good
it's not
fathering.
Not even funny. And so I walked Tatum up, and she's asking me, like, Daddy, why did you do that? Why did I have to leave the water and stuff? And I'm like, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I told her, but your Aunt Shelley is a very bad person.
Yes, you're correct. I do not know them, but, man, you know, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God damn it, dude. I was so pissed. But yeah, family. Family is annoying.
I think that, you know, I've got to... that wasn't a reason that I moved away, but it is a boon to living this far away where it's like, you know, I just can't make it up for Christmas this year, guys. You know, it's just...
Yeah.
I've got work, and I live so far away.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, hey, sorry, you know, and it's, and I just secretly visit my parents on the off holidays. Yeah.
Gotcha. So are your parents like still pretty religious?
Like, no, they never, you know, they never really were. Like we went to church. I mean, we really went to church
just for choir.
Yeah.
Just for boys
and
choir.
It's like, and I think it's one of those things where like they kind of stuff. My dad grew up, like my dad's dad was like a minister.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that was so ingrained. And it's, I think a lot of us just like, you know, that's like a good community for your kids. It can be a good community for your kids to go to, which it was for me. It worked. It was fine. But they've since like, I have left home and my sister's left home. They're just kind of like, we just kind of miss, I just want to kind of hang out on Sunday morning. So they've just kind of stopped at this point. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So no, they're not, they were never really like that. Like
it's more of a community thing than it was a religious thing.
Yeah. They were never like, you have got to do this thing.
Right,
you know,
right.
They were just like, you know, it's nice to help people out. Like that's a good thing to
do
with churches.
That's pretty progressive, man.
Yeah. My parents are pretty cool. I like mm-hmm. them. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. You just can't hang out with them all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, absolutely. I can't hang with a lot of people all the time, you know, but, I enjoy visiting with them, you know?
Yeah.
They get it. Yeah. They've come around to it now. They're like, all right.
They don't really like you either.
Yeah. You know, hey, I'm pretty annoying. Yeah. That's fair.
When the recession hit, there was talk, that I may get laid off.
Yeah.
Right. From my day job. And we were kind of trying to figure out, it's like, all right, well, what do we do? You know, if Mairead still had her job, we might still be able to pay the mortgage. But if that then falls through, then, you know, we might have to move back in with one of our folks. And we both decided that it would have to be my folks.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then we just kind of like, we had kind of a weird conversation with my parents about like, you know, just kind of the peripherals, like if something did happen like that, you know, and
some logistics.
They were like, of course, you guys could stay here. And then me and my dad just like kind of look at each other because we like, if we spend more than like 4 days together, like solid togetherness, like we will be at each other's throats.
Yeah.
We are the same exact person.
Yeah.
And that most of the time does not mesh.
Yeah.
Like, you can, it can be cool for a little bit.
Yeah.
Couple hours. Maybe.
Yep.
And then it just starts that you really start to grade on each other, you know?
You and your dad were just like, we got to make this work.
Right. Yeah, you can't get laid off, Aaron. That's what it came down to, man. That's really what it came down to. And thank God it I did.
Yeah, for several reasons. Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. So so let's get back to music a little bit. We got to end this here pretty soon, but because speaking of relatives, you got to go and have dinner with them.
Yeah, going to Ray's Boathouse.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Ray's Boat, yeah, sponsored by Ray's.
Parents are in town.
Yeah, yeah, it should be fun.
Apparently, you don't visit them enough. Now they have to come over here.
Yeah, well, and it's really boring there, which they know, so they come out here to do like fun things. Yeah. Like, we're going to go to San Juan Island.
Pretty, oh, sweet.
Yeah,
man.
Pretty stoked.
Yeah, yeah, and plus the weather has been great.
Killer.
It's going to be, that's going to be cool.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be
cool.
Yeah. So what's coming up for Bigfoot Wallace before you make the transition into, what was the new name?
The Kingdom Boogie Band.
The Kingdom Boogie Band.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just finishing up the album to, you know, and then other than that, it's kind of laying low until that's done. But like beyond that, I've been doing like, I've been trying to do a lot more kind of smaller random recordings of like little home recordings and stuff like that. And I mean, that album is home recording, I guess, but even more home recording. I'm trying to like do more dumb things that I just put out without thinking about it, you know,
sure.
Just to like create, just have more content.
Yeah.
And just think less about like, should I put this out? Like not have everything be such a huge production,
right,
you know,
right.
Like just recording like an album of like instrumentals or an album of like dumb songs, like my Christmas song, you know,
yeah.
Things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of, I'm trying to just think about things less and just like, no, just do it. Just do it. Whatever. If they don't like it, it's fine. Just do it. And they'll forget about it when I do the next thing. You know,
I like that, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, just kind of, and you know, the more you do that, the more comfortable you're going to get with putting stuff out there.
Right. Yeah.
And, yeah, you're creating things. You know, so it might not be for everybody, but you're creating shit, dude.
Yeah, yeah, and I just like,
and that's a good feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah. Well, Bob, thank
Aaron,
you so much.
Thank you. This was
for
fun.
Coming in.
Absolutely.
Did you have a good time?
I did. Yeah, I'll see you next week. I guess. Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll become like family.
Yeah.
And then we'll hate each other.
Okay.
Bob will say something racist, and I'll be like, "Come on, Tatum, we're getting the fuck out of here.
And you cannot move in."
Yeah. So no date yet on the new stuff.
No, nope.
But it'll come out, and then will you let me know, and then we can tell people.
Absolutely, yeah.
Awesome, dude.
Thank you.
Awesome. High five.
Okay, here it is. Okay,
yep. Okay. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
There you have it, folks. Bob Martin of the band Bigfoot Wallace and his Wicked Sons. The album that we've been featuring throughout the episode, Smell the Light. They've got a new one coming out soon. We'll let you know when that drops. But once again, you can go to bigfootwallaces.bandcamp.com and check out what they've got for you there. All right? Okay. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves this week. I know I did. It was great to talk to Bob and not see him at some sort of like festival setting or something like that. It was good to just sit down in the backyard with my friend Bob Martin and catch up a little bit, man. It was cool. It was cool. And we've been planning on doing that for a long time. So finally came to fruition. You can subscribe to Air Raid on iTunes. And if you do, please take a moment to rate the show. It only takes a couple seconds to give us a 5-star rating. And it really helps us out in the long run. We are also available on the Stitcher, TuneIn, Cairo Radio, and Spreaker apps. So if you're using one of those, you can subscribe to the show that way. Or you can go to Google Play, man. We're now on the Google Play Store, so you can get it there as well. Or you can use, your little podcatcher app, whatever podcatcher app you have, and subscribe directly to our RSS feed at air-raid.net. Keep in touch with us by liking our Facebook page at facebook.com/theairraidpodcast. Or you can find us on Twitter. Yeah, follow us on Twitter, at airraidnet. Do that. Or email me directly at aaron@air-raid.net. And remember to take the pledge, folks. Pledge to tell somebody about the show. Bring it up in conversation. You know, we talk to a lot of bands, a lot of movie people, a lot of, I don't know, actors. maybe directors and comedians and stuff. We've had a lot of great conversations, so you can bring that up in your conversation, right? What you hear on this show. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. Or share it on social media. We'd really appreciate that as well. Okay, we're going to close out the episode this week with another song off of Smell the Light. This one is called, what is it? Sinister Minister. A lot of devil speak in this album. Bigfoot Wallace. Oh, my God. And his wicked sons. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening this week. We'll be back next week with a full new episode of the Air Raid Podcast for you. Once again, this is Sinister Minister by Bigfoot Wallace and his Wicked Sons. We'll see you next week, folks. Have a great one. We love you. I love you. I do. I really do. I'm not lying. Have a great week.